So what's wrong with trying to verify the material facts given in scripture? Because, say, if you understand that Dwarka, Kurukshetra, Mathura, they existed, then that can give more authenticity for new people to accept scripture. Yes, I'm not saying that it's not something, it's something which should not be done. I'm saying simply that that is not our primary purpose in studying scripture. So our primary purpose is to gain transcendental knowledge. Just like scripture describes Ayurveda. There are many places where Sri Chaitanya described that they would go to Ayurveda and then take treatment. Now today, most people use Ayurveda. It is fine, it is a law of medicine. So scripture is not necessarily describing everything that needs to be replicated as it is in today's world. So the material knowledge is not the essential point of scripture. But a certain kind of knowledge can be verified, and by verifying that knowledge, people's faith can be boosted, and that is fine. Now, we can envision, say, scripture knowledge, if it's like a circle. So one sector within that is that knowledge which is in agreement with what we can get through science, through protection of mind. Then one sector within that is that which contradicts the knowledge that we get from science. And a major section is that which transcends science. That which transcends science. So for example, Krishna exists in the spiritual world and that he lives in Goloka Vrindavan at the highest abode in the spiritual world. This is something which is entirely beyond science. Science can either prove this or disprove it. The spirit is beyond the domain of material science. So, a major part of scriptural knowledge is this, or the central thrust of studying scripture is that knowledge which transcends science. So, there is knowledge in scripture which is in agreement with science or which can be vindicated, verified by science. And there is knowledge which seems to contradict, some knowledge contradicts science. So, if we focus too much on these two, then we get caught at the, we may still stay caught at the material level. Usually, we can quote some facts about scriptural knowledge which are in agreement with science so that people develop some preliminary faith by which they can go to the transcendental knowledge. But people can also study some scripture and say there are some other things which seem to contradict what we have learned from modern science. And people can get obsessed by that. I can't believe this. Well, the point is that that is not the purpose of scripture. So, I'm simply talking that we should not get diverted from the purpose of scripture. If we are interested in the material knowledge given in scripture, then that is also a field of study that can be done. So for example, what Vedic cosmology is, how exactly it is describing, what level of reality is it describing. This is a whole big field of research. And there are some devoted scientists who have devoted their life to doing their research. If someone has a specific interest, one can go in that direction and study. But for general spiritual practitioners, the focus is not on the material knowledge, the focus is on the transcendental knowledge. So more importantly, we should not position scripture as a competitor of science for providing us material knowledge. You know, by positioning scripture as a competitor of science, we devalue scripture. By positioning scripture as a competitor to science, scripture's purpose is to give us spiritual knowledge. We position scripture as a competitor to science, we devalue scripture. We put the mode of scriptural instruction is not to give us material knowledge. That's why we don't have to position them as competitors. At the same time, if certain knowledge can be verified, sure, it should be verified. So if some excavations can vindicate the historicity of Dwarka, definitely. They can be done, they should be done, and devotees can do them themselves, or devotees can utilize them in our studies also. But you should know that that is something which is either for a special audience, like for new people. Among new people also there are many different kinds of new people. And even for new people, even if somebody accepts the historicity of Dwarka, the history is what happened. Historicity means the historical authenticity, that is something which actually happened. Even if somebody accepts the historicity of Dwarka, that does not necessarily mean they will accept the divinity of Krishna. That may only lead to their accepting the historicity of Krishna. But there is a person named Krishna, but that person is God, that you can never come to know by historical account. So the historical, any material process for acquiring knowledge cannot reinforce one's faith in the transcendence or the divinity of Krishna. It can vindicate faith in some associated aspects, which is fine for particular audiences. So for particular audiences or for devotees with particular interests, we can talk about the material facts of the scripture also. And if research is vindicating that, we can use that, but we have to use it carefully. So that it's not that weak research which can be easily refuted. We have to be cautious when we are presenting things. So, by that, we can enhance people's faith in the transcendental aspect of scripture. So my point was, what is going to transform us, what is going to benefit us and elevate us is the transcendental message in the scripture, and that should be our thrust. Material knowledge can also be talked about and verified whenever it is possible and whenever it is useful for particular audiences or for devotees with particular interests.